Saturday, August 8th, 10:26 a.m. So the previous recording about me walking, that took a whole week to do. it was a lot of there was a lot of editing, and I didn't have time to sit there for a long time each day to do it. So I just kind of knocked it out bit by bit when I could find the time. So I've been getting up late all week too, and so that kind of screwed my day up also. Let's see, what else? Yeah, so the lockdown continues, supposedly. I've been watching this this YouTube channel too every now and then. And this guy's taking a trip up the Coast Highway, and he's saying it is as crowded as heck up on that highway, all up and down the state. It's like summer vacation, and so much for the lockdown. And my wife goes into the Fair Oaks Village during the week sometimes, and feeds the homeless chickens, and There's a pub down there that is pretty much busy every evening. So it's, you know, people really aren't practicing social distancing or lockdown at all. Yeah, it's outdoor seating, but and those tables are arranged 6 feet apart. But once everybody sits down, they're less than 6 feet apart without masks on. And, you know, they come into the area with masks on, but once you're seated, you can take your mask off. And so that's really a farce too. So, you know, just tell everybody that you know, you're on your own. Try to practice all the things: wash your hands, social distance, and don't go out if you are sick. And just leave it at that. You know, it's better than the government trying to tell everybody what to do. And again, like I said, the idea that churches, you know, are the most restricted, you know, you can, like I said, the church that I belong to, you could have 100 people at the most for mass, which is, you know, not anywhere near 25% of the congregation. And but at the same time, we can take everybody in the congregation and take them down to the casino and just go ahead and let them gamble. I just don't get it. I mean, there's really more of a political power thing than anything else going on now, from my point of view. And then also, talking about political power thing, you know, the people in Portland, Oregon, must really be sick of the riots that go on every night. And you know, the governor and the mayor of Portland blame President Bush for not Bush President Trump for inciting the rioting. But the rioting took place way before President Trump sent agents in there to protect the federal courthouse. And now that the mayor of Portland has decided to step in and go ahead and protect the federal courthouse, the rioting continues, even though there's no federal officers, you know, in view. So it's what they ought to do is just go in there and just crack some heads. That's what they're asking for. You know, they really are. You know, when they go in there and they try to set buildings on fire and throw sticks and what have you, and cause damage and hit cops and what have you, just go in there and just crack some heads, clean up the streets, and make sure that nobody does that. That's basically what it's come to. The mayor has no balls to do that. You know, yeah, okay, if he loses election next time, fine. You know, but at least he stopped it. At least he did his job. Anyway, let's get off that subject too. So, anyway, I posted that other walking recording, exercise recording, walking exercise recording, and posted some pictures too, so you can see where it was that I walked down to. I didn't take pictures of the streets that I walked through, but you know, maybe I will next time. Ooh, excuse me. Anyway, let me get some other stuff done here today. And let's see, it's going to be a hot day today. It's going to be 100 tomorrow. It's going to be close to that today. So I won't be doing a lot of work outside in the afternoon, at least. And it's not, since it's a weekend, it's not an exercise day. So anyway, that's it.